We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 1, and the text is 29. And we'll read up to the purport, and then we'll begin some remembrances and offerings to Prabhupada after that. Hare Krishna. Translation. Some time ago, Vasudev, who belonged to the demigod family or to the Sura dynasty, married Devaki. After the marriage, he mounted his chariot to return home with his newly married wife. Please repeat. Some time ago, Vasudev, who belonged to the demigod family or to the Sura dynasty, married Devaki. After the marriage, he mounted his chariot to return home with his newly married wife. I'll read the next two verses and the purport. We'll skip the Sanskrit, but we are looking at the time. Text 30, Kamsa, the son of King Ugrasena, in order to please his sister, Devaki, on the occasion of her marriage, took charge of the reins of the horses and became the chariot driver. He was surrounded by hundreds of golden chariots. Text 31 and 32. Devaki's father, King Devak, was very much affectionate to his daughter. Therefore, when she and her husband were leaving home, he gave her a dowry of 400 elephants nicely decorated with golden garlands. He also gave 10,000 horses, 1,800 chariots, and 200 very beautiful young maidservants, fully decorated with ornaments. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The system of giving dowry, the system of giving a dowry to one's daughter has existed in Vedic civilization for a very long time. Even today, following the same system, a father who has money will give his daughter an opulent dowry. A daughter will never inherit the property of her father, and therefore an affectionate father during the marriage of his daughter would give her as much as possible. A dowry, therefore, is never illegal according to the Vedic system. Here, of course, the gifts offered as dowry by Devaka to Devaki was not ordinary. Because Devaka was a king, he gave dowry quite suitable to his royal position. Even an ordinary man, especially a high-class Brahmin, Kshatriya or Vaishya, is supposed to give his daughter a liberal dowry. Immediately after the marriage, the daughter goes to the husband's house, and it is also a custom for the brother of the bride to accompany his sister and brother-in-law to exhibit affection for her. This system was followed by Kamsa. These are all old customs in the society of Varnashram Dharm, which is now wrongly designated as Hindu. These long-standing customs are very nicely described here. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Si Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschata deshatarine vancha kalpa drubhyascha krupa sindhu bevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Anantakoti Vaishnavindaki. Hare Krishna. So take this opportunity to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas that we can glorify Srila Prabhupada. Especially the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. We have Sarva Mangal Mataji with us. Of course, we have Maharaj with us as well, Panduputra with us, and all the Vaishnavas visiting us from Poland as well. Hare Krishna. the week is an exciting week that the festival committee thought that it would be very good, and especially spearheaded by Salva Mangal, who said we must glorify Prabhupada all week. And generally on the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada, not everyone has an opportunity to speak because there is limited time. So we thought that this week different groups of devotees would speak and glorify Prabhupada. It could be as simple as them reading the Vyasa Puja offerings out. It could be some story that Prabhupada speaks about, or some pastime of Prabhupada. So different groups of devotees will be speaking throughout the week. The schedule is outside, and we'll see that. And today, Bishan Bapurabhu is going to speak some words, and Maharaj will be speaking. Pranabandhu was coming, so if he's still coming, he's not well. We'll see. And we'll try and finish as much as possible on time. The calendar has many good days this week from the Gaudiya Vaishnava perspective, and even from the traditional cultural perspective. Today is what's known as Dhan Triodasi. And it celebrates two things. In some parts of India, they celebrate it as the appearance of Lakshmi Devi. In our tradition, we celebrate it as the appearance of Dhanvantari, the originator, Krishna, who originated the Ayurveda. So a good day to pray for some good health. So today, the originator of Ayurveda. So tomorrow, the observance is, in parts of India, it's known as Naraka Chaturdasi. When Krishna, he killed the demon king Narakasura, and he delivered the 16,000 princesses. So that's observed tomorrow as well. And Wednesday, of course, is Deepavali, Diwali. Lord Ram coming back from exile. So that's celebrated. Thursday, of course, is Govardhan Puja, Go Puja, equally so wonderful. And of course, Govardhan Puja, it tremendously relates, because in Ram Leela, Hanuman, when he was helping to collect all the rocks to build the bridge to Lanka, he had lifted the large hill, and as he was flying to the shore, Rameshwaram, to build the bridge, he heard the calling that the bridge has been completed. So he placed all the rocks down, and there was a large hill he was carrying. And he placed it down, and the hill started to complain. The mountain said, "Why are you placing me here? I want to serve the Lord." So Hanuman, he gives a benediction that when the Lord returns again, and he will appear as Krishna, you can serve him there. And that mountain was Govardhan. So relates Govardhan Puja, Ram, it all comes together on Thursday. And then Friday, again, is a traditional item observed by the bridge masses in many parts of India. It's known as Yam Tritiya, which is that Yamaraj, he invited his sister. His sister was Yamuna. Yamuna is the sister of Yamaraj. So Yamuna was invited. So Yamuna invited her brother to come and take a meal. So Yamaraj, he gives a benediction that anyone on this day, any sister, if they invite their brother on this day, I will not visit them. Untimely. So you see all the Brijavasis, they'll go to the Jamuna and they'll bathe on that day, as is the customary thing, and they will go and take a feast at their sister's house. And of course, Saturday, we carry on with our remembrances, and Sunday is the biggest day for us in our calendar, the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada. So, Srila Prabhupada, he tells a story in reference to the six loving exchanges, which are so important in our lives. Dadati prati grinati guyam akyachi prichati bhungte bhojyate chaiva sad vidim priti lakshana. Priti lakshana, these loving exchanges. And he speaks about it, that within Vaishnav community, these are so easy that we can have them. But he then comments that you're also associating with non-devotees. So what to do? So the same exchanges are there, he said. That, giving of gifts, receiving of gifts, to reveals one's mind, to hear confidentially, to distribute some foodstuffs and to take a meal with them. So he said these are also there in normal society, but how will you deal with them? So this question was there posed to Prabhupada. So he tells a nice story. And that's my little contribution before I invite Vishwambhar Prabhu to come and speak. And he tells the story of a crocodile. There was once a crocodile who lived in a lake, and he was very good friends with a monkey. And every day the crocodile would swim to the shore, and on the shore of that lake there was a beautiful nectar fruit tree, jamun. You find them in India, jamun. Very, very sweet. So every day the monkey would pick the fruits of jamun and give it to the crocodile. And the crocodile would think, wow, this is so amazing. And they developed a great friendship, the crocodile and the monkey. One day the monkey gave him extra fruits to take to his wife. So the crocodile, he took these jamun fruits and he gave them to his wife. And when his wife ate them, she thought, how amazing this fruit is. Such nectar. So beautiful. And she said, who gave you this fruit? And she said, the monkey gave me the fruit. He's a very good friend of mine. And she said, well, if these fruits are so sweet, can you imagine the heart of the monkey, how sweet that is to eat? So she said, I want you to bring me the heart of the monkey. And he said, well, he is my friend. How will I bring? I cannot do this. And she said, if you love me, you must bring me his heart. Famous lines. So he said, I agree. I will bring the... So he, of course, went the next morning. And he said to the monkey, my dear monkey, my wife has invited you for lunch. She didn't, of course, he forgot to mention he was the lunch. So, and he said, oh, very wonderful. And he started to pick the fruits of the jamun tree. And then the crocodile said, get on my back. So he got on his back and then they started to swim across the lake. And when they were swimming across the lake in a good distance now, the crocodile had to tell him the real news. And he said, I must tell you the real news. And the news is that my wife loved your fruit so much that she wants to eat your heart. And the monkey now realized he was away from the shore. He doesn't swim. So what does he do? So the monkey, he says to the crocodile, oh, she wants my heart because it is so sweet. Why didn't you tell me? The crocodile said, why? He said, because whenever I go out on a journey, I leave my heart hanging on a tree. I don't take it with me. So the crocodile said, oh, but don't worry. If you swim back to the shore, I'll take my heart and we can give it to your wife. What is the problem? So the crocodile, of course, said, yes, let's swim back. And as soon as he got close to the shore, the monkey jumped off onto the tree and said, you fool, how can you leave your heart behind? It is always with you. So Prabhupada, in telling this story, he said that when we associate with the non-devotees, and we will also have these six exchanges, we should leave our tree, we should leave our heart hanging on a tree. We should not take it with us. Should not take it with us. So I thought that was very instructive in the world that we live in. We're always associating with so many different types of people. We have to leave our heart hanging on the tree at that time. Srila Prabhupada ki.